This is WPFP AM Park Falls, a Civic Media radio station.
Control yourself any longer. Come on, shake your body, baby. Do that conga. No, you can't control yourself any longer.
3.1 FM.
Trying to keep up. was just a dream. That was just a dream. That's me in the corner. That's me in the spotlight. Losing my religion. Trying to keep up you. And I don't know if I can do it. Oh no, I said too much. I haven't said. Thank you.
103.1 FM.
Get in zone, AutoZone.
Welcome to AutoZone. What are you working on today?
I think my battery's dead.
With free battery testing and charging, we can help you get back on the road.
Get in zone, AutoZone.
So what if I need a new one?
We have the right Duralast battery for you, only at AutoZone.
Get in zone, AutoZone.
And what about my old battery?
We can recycle it right here at America's number one battery destination.
Get in zone, AutoZone.
Restrictions apply.
The road construction season is underway, and you've probably noticed orange cones and barrels are back too. The world's leading manufacturer of these safety products is Lakeside Plastics. The family-owned business is based in Oshkosh, Wisconsin. Do you know why the cones were originally created more than 75 years ago? As a safety marker to keep drivers away from newly painted lines on the road, as an object for drivers to weave around, to mark the tops of houses for small airplane pilots. The answer's coming up.
Message that we can get out. We need to have a safe work zone.
Safety is number one for Eric Witt. He's the I-41 project supervisor for the work between Deep Here and Appleton, where you'll be seeing a lot of those orange cones. Did you guess why the cones were originally created? To keep drivers away from wet paint lines on the road. Now, cones like those made at Lakeside Plastics in Oshkosh warn about any kinds of hazards ahead. That is one safe slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. For tonight, showers and thunderstorms, a low around 51. Scattered storms on your Monday, a high around 67. For Monday night, mostly cloudy, a low near 50. Tuesday, rain is likely, maybe a thunderstorm, a high near 69. Showers and storms Tuesday night with heavy rainfall possible.
It's 64 at our studios.
Trying to keep it under.
Thanks for listening to 103.1 FM, your choice for the 80s, 90s, and more.
Swimming in your world of something.
is 103.1 FM. is your choice for the 80s, 90s, and more.
103.1 FM.
Kiss me out of the bearded barley nightly, beside the green, green grass. Swing, swing, swing the spinning step. You wear those shoes and I will wear that dress. Oh.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. For tonight, showers and thunderstorms, a low around 51. Scattered storms on your Monday, a high around 67. For Monday night, mostly cloudy, a low near 50. Tuesday, rain is likely, maybe a thunderstorm, a high near 69. Showers and storms Tuesday night with heavy rainfall possible.
Currently, 63 degrees.
We'll be right back.
3.1 FM sounds like this.